The housing market in BC ended 2023 with a surprise sales gain. Seasonally adjusted MLS sales rose for the first time since June 2023, with a 7% increase to reach 5,703 transactions in December. However, soft pricing conditions persisted with the average home value down by 1% to $968,400. This was the lowest since April, although prices often fluctuate between gains and losses in any given month. BC MLS sales totaled 73,071 units in 2023, a decline of 9.2% from the prior year. The average price fell by 2.6%. On a seasonally adjusted basis, MLS sales rose in most real estate markets. Greater Vancouver experienced a 5.1% increase in sales, the first increase since May 2023. In Chilliwack, sales rose 12.2% following two back-to-back monthly declines. The Fraser Valley reported an 18.8% jump after 5 months of declining sales, and home sales in Kamloops and the Kootenays rose by 1.1% and 1.9%, respectively. Okanagan Mainline was the sole region to post a decline in sales last month, with a 6.4% dip. South Okanagan home sales were unchanged in December. BC's 1% decline in the average home price was broadly observed. Greater Vancouver home values declined 1.4% and prices fell by 2.7% in the Fraser Valley. In Kamloops and the Kootenays, prices fell by 2.3% and 3.5%, respectively. South Okanagan also saw prices recede by 3.4%, and Okanagan Mainline and Chilliwack both reported gains of 3.1% and 7.2%, respectively. Meanwhile, benchmark home values continued to fall across BC, with lower mainland benchmark prices down 0.9%. It is still early to call the recent rebound a turn in market momentum, particularly as prices eased. But strong population growth from immigration is bolstering housing demand. In the coming months, the spring market will be a test for the resilience of the housing market and could mark a launchpad for higher home sales. Retail spending in Canada slowed in the month of November following 2 months of growth. Seasonally adjusted retail sales edged down 0.2% to $66.6 billion. This was lower than the consensus forecast of no monthly growth. The decrease in retail sales was led by lower receipts from food and beverage retailers and general merchandise retailers. They were down 1.4% and 1.8%, respectively. On a seasonally adjusted basis, BC experienced a 0.7% gain in retail spending in November, the province's third consecutive monthly increase. Unadjusted year-to-date sales were also up 0.8%, with 6 out of 9 store categories reporting higher year-to-date sales. Compared to November 2022, retail sales were up 1.3%. Growth was led by higher sales at health and personal care retailers, up 13.7%, and by higher sales at clothing, clothing accessories, shoes, jewelry, luggage and leather goods retailers, up 10.4%. Offsetting these higher sales was a decline in retail sales at gasoline stations and fuel vendors, down 4.5%, and at sporting goods, hobby, musical instrument, book and miscellaneous retailers, down 5.5%. Adjusted for seasonal factors, Vancouver metro area retail sales increased 1.2% monthly, and rose by 0.9% on an annual basis. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.